Welcome on back, folks, to ESPN West Palm today. As always, I am your host, Mike Rizzo. And right now, I got to bring in a very special guest, Janice Zolo Ridenour, who is the founder of J. Zolo & Associates, a West Palm Beach-based QuickBooks consulting and booking firm that has been helping businesses locally and nationwide for nearly 30 years. Janice is known for her leadership, community involvement, and passion for mentoring others, and always focused on helping people and businesses grow stronger. First off, Janice, thank you so much for joining us today. And I understand, too, you're a Florida Panther fan since, you know, the Panthers were established. We'll get into that a little later on in the show. Want to take care of the business side first, but welcome on in. How are you feeling today?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Now, Janice, first off, explain to me this. Why is bookkeeping so important for when it comes to growing businesses? And for maybe for those people who don't even know what bookkeeping is, maybe from someone like me, what is bookkeeping as well?
You know, that's a very good question because we get asked that a lot. And believe it or not, I think it's quite self-explanatory, but a lot of people do not understand it. Bookkeeping is keeping track of all of your income and expenses in some kind of accounting platform so that you can gauge, you know, basically how you're performing. And your CPAs are going to need those reports as well. It's important because most of our business owners know in their head, you know, exactly what they have going on. They know how much they're making. They know how much they're spending. But that doesn't always translate, you know, well onto financial statements that when you start to turn a corner or you need to go get a loan from a bank, they're going to require something more formal. And that's what we do.
And then you mentioned maybe some of those mistakes that you could see when it comes to bookkeeping. What are some of those that can maybe happen if people aren't careful?
Sure. So most everybody is self-taught on QuickBooks. Okay. And that's the software we use primarily. And so the term bookkeeper these days is more of a title and not so much a skill set anymore. And we're trying to change that because when we have our business owners that come in and they say QuickBooks is a mess, usually it's just miscodings or not a real solid understanding of like the financials and the balance sheet particularly. So we straighten all of that stuff out so that it makes sense to them. We teach their bookkeepers if they have them on staff or even the business owners themselves, you know, how to do what we do. We look at our bookkeeping side of things as a luxury. We are really passionate about training and education.
Janice Zolo Ridenour, the founder of J. Zolo & Associates, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. Janice, what are some of the common questions maybe that some people have for you guys once you get clients in the door and you maybe start fixing their books a bit?
Sometimes they don't understand how it happened. They really don't.
Right.
And we go into explaining like what we're finding, why it happened, how could it have happened. QuickBooks now has something called bank feeds where it connects automatically to your bank. And a lot of people don't realize the responsibility they have to still code those transactions because they're automatically being downloaded. They think that it's being coded too. QuickBooks is good, but it isn't that good, right? So we still need to have a human touch to that. So we teach them how to do it and how and understanding what these types of accounts in their chart of accounts really are and what they're for.
And then you like we talked a little bit about the problems already that people face when it might come to their books. Is there some kind of approach that you and your associates like taking when it comes to fixing a book? Is there a way kind of to do it that's usually the norm, or is there something that you guys kind of uniquely do it in your own way?
It's different for everybody. It really is. I mean, you can have two businesses that do the same thing completely differently. So there is no cookie cutter way to do it. It's really based on the comfort level of our client and who we're actually talking to. And some people pick up on it right away. Others need a little bit more time. But we take the time. We have the patience. We teach them everything they need to know specific to their problem or their industry or their business. And not just generally. And we let them do the work because that's the best way to learn, right?
Right. And that was my next question. Like when it comes to teaching somebody, is it just like, hey, this is how you do it and you got to figure it out on your own and show me that you understand what I'm saying? You're basically a teacher as well.
Yeah.
And on top of being, you know, a QuickBooks guru.
That's exactly right.
And then you've been in the community for a long time as well. What kind of role does that play within your work with J. Zolo?
Oh, we give back as much as we can. In the very beginning, I used to have training classes to teach QuickBooks and Accounting 101. And the ticket into the class was basically a donation to your favorite charity.
Mm.
And it, because to me, I love doing it. It's a passion. So if we have group classes, which we haven't really had since COVID, I'll be honest. But we did just have a sales tax seminar last night at the West Palm Beach Marriott, because we care a lot about our Palm Beach County businesses. And that's a big question that a lot of people have is, you know, the sales tax nuances that keep changing and different regulations and things like that. So we do try and do a lot of public involvement as much as possible.
Jana Zolo Reidenauer, the founder of J. Zolo & Associates, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. This is probably going to sound like a stupid question, but Janice, it's going to be a simple one for me. What is QuickBooks? Explain QuickBooks to me, because truly I'm one of those people where, you know, math wasn't necessarily my best subject. I was an arts kid, theater kid, athlete. Math was always the class. I had a 3.5, 3.8, whatever it would be. I would either have a C minus or a C plus in math. So like for someone like me who doesn't necessarily understand the side of QuickBooks and what it is, what exactly is QuickBooks?
It's an accounting software. It's an accounting platform.
Okay, similar to Excel?
People used to use Excel before QuickBooks.
I see.
It's more automated like that. But no, QuickBooks takes the information from Excel, if you will, and puts it into financial documents and reports that people can use for all kinds of things.
So businesses, storefronts, you guys probably deal with a little bit of everything over at
family,
J. Zolo.
Family office, yeah.
Okay, so trust funds, stuff like
all
that too.
That. Mm-hmm.
So, if, listen, if you got a business out there, you need getting the books right. You got to hit up Jana Zolo Reidenauer, the founder of J. Zolo and Associates. All right, this is another thing that might be a little over my pay grade. Trends.
Yeah.
Explain to me what a trend is with QuickBooks and what the popular ones are right now with J. Zolo and Associates.
It's all about AI right now, right? With everything. It's not even in just you know, accounting. It's everywhere, AI. And AI is great, you know, but you still have to like watch it. I mean, mm-hmm. You know, it's not perfect yet. So it's learning. QuickBooks is constantly adapting. You just have to be careful, but it is a great tool. But it is not everything, right? Mm. So we just have to keep a watchful eye on that.
Does AI does it scare you a bit, Janice?
No.
Does it no?
Not really. Okay. Not if you use
for me, I'm worried that it's going to be doing my damn job one day.
Well, I mean, we all have that worry, right? Yeah. I mean, because it is, you know, you can ask ChatGPT anything and it'll give you an answer.
Right.
But what it doesn't really understand sometimes is how it pertains to your specific situation, right? And so, and we do. So we're trying to use it responsibly,
mm-hmm.
you know, and communicate with our clients in person and then see how we can work together with both of them.
Now, if you can, give me an example how you use AI with what you guys do, because you're right. AI, it's everywhere right now. Even with our company, you know, Good Karma Brands, our owner, Craig Karmazin, he's been doing seminars kind of showing people, hey, this is how it could all be. And obviously us being a broadcaster, you know, we got sales, we got digital, we got the content, which what I do, you know, so he's explaining to us how it's going to help each and every area of our business. I mean, I'm really interested how it helps kind of your business over at J. Zolo & Associates.
It more helps our clients more than it helps us, right?
See.
Because again, our clients are masters of their craft, whatever that is. They are the best at it. The bookkeeping side of things, the accounting side of things, compliance issues, things like that, maybe not so much because they're concentrating on what they do. AI is very helpful in QuickBooks, especially for them, because it's trying to code the transactions for them. It's reading a chart of accounts. It's trying to match these different items with that chart of accounts based on what type of expense that it is. But if your chart of accounts aren't right, or if your business is using, let's say, Office Depot for supplies, but one day you went in there and you bought a desk, that's a fixed asset. It's not really a supply. So I don't think that at this point, the AI that QuickBooks is using could know the difference. I'm not saying it won't get there, but right now that's not the case.
Janice Zolo Reidenauer, the founder of Zolo & Associates, is our guest here on ESPN West Palm today. Janice, what would be some advice you would give to a business owner that's listening right now?
Don't procrastinate this. Everybody, I mean, it's like bookkeeping is the one thing people love to hate, right? But it's so necessary and they need it. And tax time is literally around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're procrastinating it or trying to put it off, you end up rushing, you know, to get it done. And that's when mistakes can happen and it can cost you come tax time. So to keep up with it every month, It's not that difficult to do if you just make the time to do it or call us to do it for you.
And once again, Jay Zoll and Associates is a West Palm Beach-based QuickBooks consulting and bookkeeping firm that has been helping businesses locally and nationwide for 30 years. Janice is a known leader, she is known for her leadership in the community and her involvement within the community and passion for mentoring others, as you know, she's been explaining here on ESPN West Palm today. Now, Janice, to kind of put a wrap on the business side of things, I know we already talked about the problems that you see and whatever, but for someone who's listening right now who might have some problems and might be afraid kind of to reach out for help, what would you tell someone that's kind of going through that right now?
Thank you for asking that, because we literally do want to help. We're a judge-free zone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, listen, the best way to learn is through the mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid. Don't be embarrassed. Don't be any of those things.
And I feel like that's half the battle sometimes,
it really is.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, because we want to help you. We want mm-hmm. you to have good, clean books, and we want you to understand it, and we want that aha moment to come, which we love, right?
Yep.
So that's my biggest piece of advice, is ask for help when you need it.
Now, Janice, you've been down here in Florida for a long time, and I got written down here on the sheet you're a Florida Panther fan. Now, we did talk a little bit before the interview started. You were a Lightning fan before a Panther fan, though. Do I have that straight?
Right.
Now, the only reason I ask is because my brother works for the Tampa Bay Lightning. I'll tell you what, he won't be very happy to hear that. But on the other side of things, the Panthers are fantastic, and you've been going to a lot of games. We're the home of the Panthers now here on ESPN 106.3. You told me right when they started, became a fan of the Florida Panthers. Yeah. Do I have that right?
Yeah, well, I'm a Florida native from Fort Lauderdale originally. So when Florida got their first team, which was the Lightning, we were really excited, right? And we watched all those games. And then when South Florida got a team, it was even more so, as you can imagine.
Right. Now, do you find yourself rooting for the Lightning still?
If they're on and the Panthers, and they're not playing the Panthers.
Yeah. I see. Because I feel like every Panther fan I talk to, it's like, oh, I can't say this and that. But, like, I like that, the fact that, you know, Tampa was the first team. You still have some love for them, but it's obviously the Panthers' full go here. Now, did you go to any playoff games last year? Obviously, the Panthers, two-time defending cup champions, were able to go to some playoff games last year.
Yes. And you know what else was really fun last year? The playoff games, when they weren't here, and they had, I don't know if you've ever been to one of those,
absolutely.
They have the little characters on the ice. That was kind of fun.
That was the watch parties.
The watch party, yeah.
Yeah, the watch parties. We did shows live for a watch party, and then I was fortunate enough last year to be able to be a part of our team that was on the ice when they won the championship. So that was a ton of fun, and like I said, we're home now here. We're the Palm Beach County home of the Panthers, and, you know, listen, they're struggling a little bit right now, but I think they're going to be all right come playoff time.
I agree.
Now,
we could just have the Dolphins do that.
Oh, gosh. Now, you're a fan of all the Florida teams, I'm assuming. Dolphins and mm-hmm. college side. I am interested here. Hurricanes, Florida State. Is it Miami?
UCF.
Wow. Did you go to UCF?
No, but my kids did.
Okay. All right. So you're Golden Knights. You're a Golden Knights fan. Do you take credit for that national championship in 2017? They hung a damn banner for it. Yeah. I am interested in that. So famously, they went undefeated,
yes.
And then they didn't get in the national title game,
yes.
And then they hung a banner saying that they were national champions. As an Ohio State Buckeye fan, I got a tremendous problem with that, Janice. You can't be hanging banners when you didn't win, but that
it was quite the accomplishment. They should have celebrated it, don't you think?
Yes, but hanging a banner and saying you're a national champion, that's just a lie. Alabama won that year. But you mentioned your kids went there. Yeah. Are they into the kind of QuickBooks side of things as well, or did they go a complete opposite way of mom?
Medical.
Okay.
Both of them.
I'm sure you like that more than
being
on the business side.
I'm very proud of both of them. My oldest daughter is a nurse practitioner, and my youngest is an emergency room nurse.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're all involved with kind of, you know, hospitals and stuff like that. An ex of mine, she was a nurse, and she's great. It was like, you know, I'm the biggest hypochondriac, so, like, I always love having a nurse around to be able to, you know, to bounce what the heck's going on off of them. And usually it's like, Mike, you need to chill out. You're an absolute hypochondriac. But listen, Janice, we appreciate you joining here on ESPN West Palm today. Once again, this is Janice Zoll Ridenour, the founder of Jay Zoll & Associates, a West Palm Beach-based QuickBooks consulting and bookkeeping firm that has been helping businesses locally and nationwide for nearly 30 years. Janice, there are a number people could call, a website that they could go to find you guys.
Yeah. So our phone number is 561-969-7088. Or you can go to our website. We have a information page and a contact page, jzolo.com, J-Z-O-L-L-O.com.
Janice, we appreciate for joining us on ESPN West Palm today. We'll get you in here soon. And listen, we'll hit up Jeff, our marketing consultant here, to get you some Ford or Panther tickets.
We'll try
to get you some good seats for that. But appreciate you joining. We're coming right back here on ESPN West Palm today.